Drew, you were among the conference leaders in a lot of offensive categories last year. What do you think going into year three as the starting quarterback is the next phase of your game? What do you need to improve on the most going into the season?
Yeah, I think, what my main goal is not necessarily in stats. We want to win game. We want to win games at the University of Missouri. And to do that, I needed more accurate with the ball. My accuracy was not where I wanted it to be. It was okay, not where I wanted it to be. And if I do that and take care of the ball, we're going to win football games.
Let's go right side here, third row.
Hey, Drew. Matt Smith, Southern Pigskin. With all that's going on at Missouri as the university over the last 2 years, do you believe that winning football games and really doing that is enough to kind of change the perception of the university? We've kind of seen that using Alabama as an example. Their enrollment numbers, their student profile numbers have soared since Nick Saban got there. Is winning games over the next couple of years enough for Missouri to kind of rid themselves of this perception they have that of the issues that have gone on there? Do you guys even think about that as players?
Yeah, Missouri is a great place. I love Missouri. Obviously, I'm a homegrown boy. I grew up in Kansas City. Loved Columbia, Missouri. Came to a lot of football games when I was younger. We put a lot of great leadership into our facilities now, and even into the schooling, acknowledging all the things that we may not have been. But when we start winning football games, when we're in the SEC championship game, enrollment went up. I think if we win football games this year, I do believe the enrollment will go up.
Let's stay here on the right side, second row.
Noah Gardner from Auburn Network. You put up great numbers last year. Do you feel like you're an underrated quarterback in the SEC?
I do. I 100% do. Numbers aren't enough. You need to produce and win football games. But I do believe I have all the skills and all the same things that anyone else does in this conference, if not better.
Right side in the back corner.
John Wilkerson, Sports Radio, WNML, Knoxville. What was it like to see the transition with Coach Pinkel having to step away, the transition to Coach Odom, and what do you see with Coach Odom getting ready for his second year?
Yeah, when I chose Missouri, that was the number one thing I wasn't worried about was coaching staff. I thought Coach Pinkel was going to be there over at least my 4 years that I was going to be there. And then when that kind of got thrown into our lives, I think Coach Odom was definitely the best fit for that. It kept familiar faces in our organization, in our program, and kind of helped us ease into everything. And Coach Odom has definitely changed the vibe I get from head coaches. Coach Pinkel is a middle-of-the-field guy, but he's been there a super long time. Coach Odom may have developed into that, but Coach Odom is more of a hands-on guy, in-your-face, a personal type of coach. And I really like that. I really do enjoy that. Treats us like his kids. And I said it earlier today, I know all coaches say, like, I'm going to treat you like you're my son. I truly believe Coach Odom does that with his best ability.
Let's go here to the left side, front row.
Randy Rainwater, Drive Time Sports, Little Rock. What was the difference in the second half with Arkansas, Missouri? First half, totally dominated. Second half, Missouri dominated. What was the difference?
Yeah, I think what you saw a lot from the Missouri football team this year was one side working well, the other side not working well. Granted, offense needs to be plus one at the end of the day. Defense needs to stop the other team from scoring. I think you saw the Missouri Tigers working together as one group. And that's what we're going to bring this year. So truly, like you mentioned, it's a tale of two halves. But, that second half was all us, and it was just offense and defense working together.
And then second row here, left side.
Matt Stevens, Montgomery Advertiser. Drew, Josh Heupel has said he expects a bigger jump from you because this is your second offseason going in as a starter. So is there anecdotes or specific things that you've done in this summer that you didn't do last summer that you feel like will make you a better player?
Yeah, like you said, he expects a bigger jump, and so do I. Coming into college, I didn't think I was going to – I didn't necessarily know what I was going to do. I didn't know if I wanted to play quarterback or play basketball at Mizzou or Oklahoma or Wichita State, either of those three schools. And then now, like you said, I have my second off season. I think what's going to ramp up my level of play would just be the understanding more of the game of football. And Coach Heupel has been around the game of football. He knows defenses in and out, and he's been drilling me for the past, two off seasons and even during the seasons more about just knowing the game of football. I didn't fall in love with the game of football until last year, probably mid-season, where I realized it's truly the best game that there is, and just indulging myself into it rather than, just playing it because I like it.
Let's go left side here, third row on the aisle.
Drew, this is potentially the top high school class coming out of the state of Missouri ever. Are you playing a role in any recruiting? Are you reaching out to these guys and actively trying to get them to come to Mizzou?
Yeah, well, we had a huge day for them. I actually sent out a tweet not too long ago about it. Got all the guys from the state of Missouri in our Matsy at one time. That it'll be huge for this program to get all those guys. If I can do anything, you know, shoot, I'll do anything for those to get those guys here. Because once you get on our campus, you realize how great you know of a school it is. And you know, after being here for the full year, even through some of the stuff my freshman year, I still love it. I love the program.
Let's go right side here, front row.
Michael Braddon, Saturday Down South. You guys put up some big numbers on offense last year, and it seems like some of your receivers are not considered some of the best in the SEC. Do you think you have some of the most underrated receivers in the conference?
I do. I enjoy throwing to our receivers every single day. Jamon is obviously outstanding. He got a little more pub than some of the guys on our team did, but our outside right, K-9 Demetrius Mason, did a great job for me. Adjust the balls in the air extremely well. Jonathan Johnson was going to play our freshman year, got hurt during the summer, is an outstanding player for us, super reliable, and I think one of the rooms that are kind of slept on is our tight end room, outstanding room for us, super smart, works super, super hard. I can't say enough about the tight end room. We're going to have a couple guys come out of this year that will surprise some people.
Let's go. I think we have time for one last question. Let's go front row here on the left.
Drew Dan Matthews, GridironNow.com. How much does the Georgia loss stick with you from last year?
Yeah, the Georgia loss is definitely upsetting because, I mean, when you throw 330 yards in one half, you want to come out and possibly do the same thing, and came out and kind of laid an egg. But I've learned from that. I definitely have. I've watched that game multiple times, learned from my mistakes, and we're going to come out and change the deficit on that one.